There's a moment at the start of a walk when the ordinary world changes its shape. It might not happen at a gate. It might not happen on a bridge. It might happen when the road ends and the path begins. You're listening to Radio Lear. This is the first step in a new strand of programmes inspired by weird walks, field listening, folk stories, seasonal paths, old songs, found sound, and the strange atmospheres of everyday places. The first episode is mostly music. It's a way of settling the ground before we go out with a microphone, notebooks, and open ears. Later episodes will be recorded on foot. There'll be field sounds, short rambles, local stories, old paths, wrong turns, rivers, churchyards, streets, thresholds, and fragments of folklore. For now, we begin with a mix. The music here is reflexive. It's not background. It listens back. It asks what a song knows about a landscape. It asks what a recording remembers after the singer has gone quiet. It asks what we might hear if we stop treating a place as scenery and start treating it as an archive. What have you stopped hearing because you pass it every day? What story sits at the edge of your usual walk? What sound would you record if only you had 1 minute to catch the spirit of a place?
Thank you.
Shock is not only movement, it's also a change in attention. The first path is not the path on the map, it's the path in the ear. The scrape of gravel, a bird behind a hedge, a field gate, a road crossing. The small sounds that tell us we are leaving one kind of space and entering another. In future programs, we'll ask listeners to record these sounds. Not perfect recordings, useful recordings. Sounds that locate us. Sounds that interrupt us. Sounds that ask a question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Some songs feel like they belong to a single person. Some feel as they have passed through many hands. A folk song can be a kind of shared shelter. It doesn't have to explain itself. It carries repetition, accent, breath, humour, and grief. It can keep memory alive without turning memory into a museum. That matters for these Radio Lear programmes. We're not trying to make heritage sound fixed. We are asking how songs, stories, and field recordings keep moving. What does a place remember through the voices that have passed through it? What do we add when we walk there now? Thank you.
a selfish runs there, and a cunning runs the fox. Who would think that this little calf would grow to a noble ox? To live among the briars and to run among the thorns, and die the death that his father did with a large pair of horns.
Horns, large horns, horns, large horns, and die the death that his father did with a large pair of horns.
This part of the mix turns towards a more inward landscape, not the landscape as postcard, not the landscape as escape, more like a dream of place, a sun behind the eyelid, a path remembered after walking, a voice that feels both close and far away. This is where the music becomes reflexive. It doesn't only decorate the idea of walking, it reflects the walker back to themselves. When you walk alone, what do you begin to notice about your own thoughts? Does the route quieten them? Does it sharpen them? Does it let something older speak through them?
How pleasant in winter to sit by the hearth, listening to the barks and Through the heather, the wild hair.
Thank you.
Radio is already a haunted form. A voice arrives from elsewhere. A song enters the room without a visible body. Static becomes weather. A recording becomes a trace. That does not mean we need to pretend to believe every ghost story. The better question is simpler. Why do old recordings change the way we sense time? Why does a half-remembered television theme, a folk horror soundtrack, or a strange electronic pattern make a village hall, a field, a school corridor, or a public footpath feel suddenly charged? In future Weird Walks-inspired episodes, we'll hold that uncertainty carefully. A story can matter without being proved. A place can feel symbolic without becoming a claim. Ballads often know that a threshold is dangerous. A wood, a road, a border, a bedroom window, a churchyard gate. A place where the living and the dead, the human and the animal, the ordinary and the otherworldly, come too close together. For Radio Lear, these are not only old motifs. They are ways of listening to the present. Where are the thresholds in Leicester? Where does the city become a field? Where does a canal become a memory system? Where does a park become a stage for older seasonal patterns? Where does a street corner become a place where people tell and retell who they are? The invitation is simple. Take a walk. Listen before you speak. Record a sound. Write down one question. We'll be right back.
Thank you. heard the bridle ring. She heeded what he did say, and young Tam lended wing. Then up spoke the fairy queen, and an angry queen was she. Oh, and alas, her bad face, the new death may she die. For if I'd known, Tamlin, she said, what this night I did see, I'd have looked you.
This part of the mix opens a wider northern sound world. It's not about purity, it's not about ownership, it's about correspondence. Song, myth, ritual and landscape keep crossing borders. They change language, they change instruments, they change function. A funeral song, a troll ballad, a voice from the north, a ritual pulse, a path into darkness, a return to daylight. These are not fixed meanings, they are patterns. They help us ask better questions. What does descent sound like? What does return sound like? What does a river do to a story? What does a winter path know that a summer path forgets?
Falskeligertunga.
vara endast jag eller nej, om i viljen eller ej. Heder vill jag giva de gånger ett tolv som går ut i rosende lunde. Aldrig har det varit någon sadel upp på den, ej heller betsel ut i munnen. Härmannelig, härmannelig, tro loven i mig för så gärna. I kunden väl svara endast ja eller nej, om i viljen eller ej. Heder vill jag giva de kvarnarna tolv som står mellan Tille och beslagna. Härmannelig, härmannelig, tro loven i mig, för det jag bjuder så gärna. I kunden väl svara endast ja eller nej, om i viljen eller ej. Heder vill jag ett förgyllande svärd som klingar ut av 15 guldringar, och strida hur vi strida vill, stridsplatsen skolen i väl vinna. Härmannelig, härmannelig, tro loven i mig, för det jag bjuder så gärna. I kunden väl svara endast ja eller nej, om i viljen eller ej. Heder vill jag giva en fota så ny, den bästa i lysten att slita. Sig svåra. Hade jag fått den fagerunger Sven, så hade jag mistat min plåga. Härmannelig, härmannelig, tro loven i mig, för det jag bjuder så gärna. I kunden väl svara endast ja eller
When we begin recording our own walks, we'll be asking for ordinary material, as much as strange material. Footsteps, water, wind, traffic, birds, a market closing, a rehearsal room, a church bell, a bus pulling away, a gate that needs oil. The point is not to make the everyday mystical. The point is to listen until the everyday stops being flat. Been listening to Radio Lear. This has been the first path into a new Weird Walks inspired strand for the station, a music mix before the walks begin. In future episodes, we'll be rambling, recording field sounds, and gathering stories from paths, streets, edges, rivers, parks, churchyards, markets, and thresholds. We're interested in careful listening. We're interested in local folklore, but we won't turn uncertain stories into false facts. We are interested in myth, but not as an escape. We are interested in music, not as a background, but as a way of feeling. You can take part by making your own short field recordings. Choose one place, record 1 minute of sound, add a few words about where it was made, when it was made, and what question it raised for you. What did the sound reveal? What did it hide? What did it make you remember? What did it make you want to ask? Radio Leah is on DAB around Leicester, Loughborough and Rugby and online. Find us at radioleah.uk. You can also follow Radio Leah on social media at Radio Leah UK. For this strand, send field recordings, walks, ideas, local stories, sound art proposals or questions to rob@radioleah.uk. You can find Weird Walks at weirdwalk.co.uk and the Weird Walk podcast through the main podcast platforms. This radio layer strand is a local reflexive sound-led response to walking, listening, music and place. The first path is made by listening. The next one needs your footsteps.